Happy New Year from the Rutherford County Library System. Did you know that your library offers free online ebooks, music, and movies? Visit your nearest branch to find out more and enjoy the gift of reading year-round.
Do you or someone you know need help with technology questions or with using the library's electronic resources? The tech can help with one-on-one assistance during a tech coaching session. Coaches can help patrons explore technology and increase their digital literacy. With the help of volunteers, the RCLS offers one-on-one coaching sessions covering computer, tablet, and smartphone skills, setting up and using email accounts, internet searching, social media, using the library catalog and online resources, downloading or streaming the library's ebooks, audiobooks, magazines, music, and movies. Sessions take place on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at the Tech, located at 306 Minerva Drive, Murfreesboro, on the campus of Hobgood Elementary School. If interested, call for times or visit rclstn.org. Please bring your device for training, remember to bring your login and password information, and do recall that no device repair is offered at the Tech.
Church bells chime in an ancient bell tower as architect Jordan Mayfair from Savannah, Georgia, and her travel writer uncle, Alexander Carlisle, arrive at the Conventio di Santo Francisco Firenze in Florence, Italy. Jordan expects the 15th century convent with its exquisite gardens to offer a safe and serene retreat from the crowded, bustling, touristy district of Europe's premier Renaissance city, and anticipates a romantic interlude with Paul Brassard, charming patron of the arts, who is flying in from Paris just for her. But the Polizia Municipale are on site, investigating a burglary by jewel thieves, and a mugging has occurred outside the convent walls. Several guests of the convent are not who they seem to be, and one is soon dead. A suicide, the police say. Jordan suspects murder. Her attempt to find justice for the victim leads her to discoveries as dark as the labyrinths of the convent that she explores with an architect's eye, and as far-reaching as the spectacular Tuscan hills. But Jordan's findings give little comfort as she uncovers the truth about Paul's unstable daughter, Bella, who has come to Florence with evil intentions. In the third book of the Jordan Mayfair mystery series, treachery tears a prominent family apart, takes an innocent life, and threatens Jordan's relationship with Paul that has evolved through three books. Phyllis Gobel writes a little bit of everything, but her latest focus has been mysteries. The most recent book in the Jordan Mayfair mystery series, Treachery in Tuscany, follows secrets and shamrocks and pursuit of Provence. She has co-authored two true crime novels based on high-profile murders in Nashville, including A Season of Darkness, about the 1975 murder of Marcia Trimble. She has received awards in both fiction and nonfiction, including Tennessee's Individual Artist Literary Award. Gobel is a founding member of a writer's group that has met on Tuesday nights for nearly four decades and teaches writing and literature at Nashville State Community College. The Friends of Lineball Library is pleased to host author Phyllis Gobel at the annual Authors Luncheon on January 26 at 11 a.m. at the Woman's Club in Murfreesboro. Books will be available to purchase and the author will gladly autograph them. Reservations for the Friends Luncheon may be made at the Lineball Circulation Desk or by email follintheborough@gmail.com. Cost for the luncheon for members is $10 and $15 for non-members.
Is one of your New Year's resolutions to expand your computer skills? Are you ready to get more out of your library card? Do you need help refining your resume? The Rutherford County Library System has what you need. Starting in January 2019, computer classes are back at Lineball, Smyrna, and the Technology Engagement Center. Keep an eye on the library's website for more information about class topics and times. Also, the library is always looking for qualified volunteer instructors to teach computer classes. If you're interested in volunteering, contact me at tgwen@rclstn.org or 615-649-1358.
It's not too late to set a New Year's reading goal. I imagine that most people's bookish New Year's resolutions revolve around an amount of reading, such as read X number of books, or more broadly, read more. Here are some creative ideas on that theme. When you set your goal, make the number attainable. Reading should be enjoyable, and you don't want to end your year feeling bad about not making your goal. You can even break it up into something more manageable, such as read 2 books per month. Concentrate on forming a habit of reading, such as read a little bit each evening, or listen to audiobooks when driving or while at the gym. Focus on reading more diversely. Take part in Book Riot's annual Read Harder Challenge. There will be more about this soon on the library blog at rclsreads.com. Make your own reading challenges. Read a book from every section of the library, or read 3 books received as gifts, or reread a book from my childhood. Don't forget to mix in shorter books, graphic novels, picture books if you've got little ones at home, and audiobooks. Remember, this reading is for you, so have fun. Keep track of your titles, use a notebook, app, or journal to list the books that you've read, and rate them or write reviews. And don't be afraid to quit books that you don't like. I know that for me, if I'm reading a book that I'm not enjoying, I read much more slowly and am hesitant to even read it all. You're not some kind of hero for reading a book that you don't like. You're not going to get an award at the end of it. Read because you love to read, and visit your library because you love your library. Happy New Year!
This is Seth at the Technology Engagement Center, and here are the computer classes we have coming up this month. Introduction to 3D Printing is on January 15th and the 19th. Both of those are at 3 p.m. How to Use Digital Resources is on the 17th and 31st at 11 a.m. Google SketchUp is January 17th at 3 p.m. Photoshop Basics is on the 19th at 10 a.m. And our two-part Beginner's Guide to Microsoft Word is on January 22nd for part 1 and the 29th for part 2. Both of those are at 11 a.m. Our Beginner's Guide to Microsoft Excel is 2 parts as well, with part 1 on the 23rd and part 2 on the 30th at 6 p.m. And lastly, Internet Basics is on January 28th at 11 a.m. For a full list of these classes or more information on these and other library events, head over to rclstn.org.
The Smyrna Public Library Youth Services librarians are excited to resume children's story time for the new year. All ages of children may join us for stories, music, dance, puppet shows, and crafts at our free program called Wiggle, Giggle, and Read each Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 10 a.m. Smyrna Library also offers the Baby and Me program on Fridays at 10 a.m. Caregivers are invited to bring their babies up to 23 months old to enjoy stories, songs, music, puppet shows, and finger plays, all activities that promote early literacy. Smyrna Library's Youth Services will hold a special PJ Storytime and Stuffed Animal Sleepover on Thursday, January 24th at 6 p.m. Children who attend this special storytime may wear their favorite pajamas to the library and bring their own stuffed animal to check into the library for an overnight sleepover. Librarians will oversee the stuffed animals during the sleepover. Cameras in the library will catch some stuffed animals doing antics and having fun. We will post the photos of the stuffed animal sleepover on the Rutherford County Library System Facebook page. Children may return to the library the next day to pick up their stuffed animals. Children of all ages may also participate in our Wacky Wednesday program at 3:30 p.m. on each Wednesday. Expect a variety of fun activities at this free program, from making shaving cream art to exploring the library and scavenger hunts. You never know what to expect on Wacky Wednesday. Kids in the 5th grade and older are encouraged to visit Smyrna Library on Tuesday, January 22nd for LEGO's Robots in Science. The LEGO Jedi Council, a local LEGO robotics team, will present a fun demonstration of LEGO robotics. The LEGO Jedi Council is a participating team in the first LEGO League competition. First LEGO League challenges kids to think like scientists and engineers. Kids will have an opportunity for some hands-on experience at this program. 2 sessions will take place on January 22nd. The first session is 6 to 6:45 p.m. and the second session is 6:45 to 7:30 p.m. The Friends of Smyrna Library will host Super Saturday at Smyrna Public Library on Saturday, January 26th at 11 a.m. This annual Friends of Smyrna Library membership drive will feature an assortment of delicious soups served by current members of the Friends group. The Friends of Smyrna Library support the free programs and activities at the Smyrna Public Library through fundraising and volunteering. Becoming a Friend of Smyrna Library member is easy. Simply complete a membership form and make your payment. Membership levels are $5 for students, $10 for individuals, $25 for families, $50 for organizations, and $250 for a lifetime membership. Your membership in the Friends of Smyrna Library is a great way to show your support for Smyrna Public Library. We look forward to seeing you join us for Super Saturday, January 26th at 11 a.m. to enjoy a bowl of soup and consider either renewing or beginning your annual membership as a Friend of Smyrna Library.
Computer classes are back at LimeBall. Whether it's helping develop a resume or understanding Word or Excel, LimeBall has many of the basic computer courses free each month. Need help with your family tree? Receive special one-on-one genealogy assistance at LimeBall Public Library on Saturday mornings. Registration is required. Medicare Basics on Saturday, January 26th at 10 a.m. No registration required. Team Building Workshop at LimeBall Library on January 31st at 6:30 p.m. This 90-minute workshop will give management and team members key insight into what it takes to develop a cohesive organization. This workshop is free and a public service of Momentum Seminars and the LimeBall Library. Class size is limited to just 20 attendees. Be sure to register by January 15th to reserve your workbook. Our Master Gardening Series starts on Saturday, February 2nd at 9 a.m. The Master Gardeners will be leading a session on garden planning and prep in the first floor club room. The local author for February is Dr. Rishi Saxena, who will be signing and selling copies of his book, Investing Roadmap for Secure Retirement, on Thursday, February 7th from 12 to 2 p.m. Dr. Elise Helford kicks off a new film noir series on Thursday, February 7th at 6 p.m., discussing the topic A versus B, noir, with a screening of the film Detour. Friends of LimeBall book sales start again in February with the members-only sale on Saturday, February 9th from 10 a.m. to noon. The regular book sale will be the following Saturday, February 16th from 9 a.m. until noon. The second in our Master Food Volunteer Series takes place on Saturday, February 9th at 10 a.m. with a demonstration on smoothies. Fresh or frozen fruits and veggies can become a quick, easy meal or snack. There'll be recipes to try. There's so much happening at LimeBall Public Library. Check out the calendar at rclstn.org.
Hello! This is Christine Edwards to tell you about all the exciting upcoming events at MGL Library. For the remainder of January, we will be having our Upstream program every Tuesday at 4 p.m. that will focus on science, technology, reading, engineer, art, and math. For ages 8 to 12, MGL offers Fairy Tale Jams, which is a theater and dance program that will be happening on Saturday, January 26th at 1 p.m. MGL Reference Group will be offering a night of puzzles on Thursday, January 24th at 5 p.m., open to all ages. Every Friday at 10 a.m., come out and sing, craft, and enjoy a story. For continuing in January, MGL Children's Department will have story time. And looking ahead into February, MGL Library will be participating in a community baby shower sponsored by the Rutherford County Health Department at Patterson Park on Saturday, February 9th from 10 to 1. MGL Library will be raffling off a homemade baby quilt every hour. So come out to Patterson Park and get some supplies for baby and mama. And last, but certainly not least, join Dr. Yin Shen from MTSU Chinese Center for Music and Culture for Story Time and Music, focusing on the Chinese New Year, on Thursday, February 14th at 10 a.m. MGL, the Myrtle Glanton Lord Library, is located at 521 Mercury Boulevard inside of the Patterson Park Community Center. We are open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 7 and Friday and Saturday from 9 to 4. So come out and visit what has come to be known as the hidden gem of the Rutherford County Library System.
The Rutherford County Library System consists of 5 branches and a bookmobile. We are located in downtown Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Eagleville, Patterson Community Center, and the Technology Engagement Center at Hobgood Elementary. For hours, locations, and more information, please visit rclstn.org.